KSL at Night.
You're with us again on KSL at Night. I'm with Adam Gardner. My name is Greg Skordis, and we're going to talk about an issue that's big right now in Florida, but it hits here pretty close to home in Utah, and that is book removal and book banning, I guess we'll call it, and whether or not that constitutes a violation or an infringement on free speech. I know a lot of our educators are concerned about certain books being put in front of the students, especially the younger students, the grade school, the junior high, whether some of the material that they're seeing is appropriate. And I think that the state has tried to do a job, try to make a way for parents and others to challenge some books, to bring those to the fore and to say, hey, wait a minute, maybe this one shouldn't be on the shelves for our younger readers, and maybe we should wait until they're a little older. And it's caused some controversy. And I think it's still sort of a work in progress. I mean, doesn't that feel like we're still?
It really does. We're trying to figure it out. Every state's kind of trying to decide what works best for them. And I think one of the things you mentioned right when we came into this segment is, do we call it banning books? Like, is that what we're doing?
Because it has a bad connotation.
It has a bad connotation. If a school library does not have a book, does the student lose access to that book in all aspects of their life forever?
Right.
No, they don't. But Florida's kind of been going through the ringer right now. In USA Today, the article says that it asks the question, are Florida's book removals in schools protected government speech? A Trump-appointed judge is not really convinced.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Well, that means that he's looking at it going, wait a minute, you know, it's not necessarily speech. It's not necessarily First Amendment issue. I mean, we're talking about schools, and the rules are different when you're talking about different audiences. The rules about what's protected and what's not are different. We're talking right now about, you know, free speech up at the University of Utah for protesters. That's great, but not when you're throwing cans at police officers or camping out. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So we love our First Amendment. We take it's the First Amendment for a reason. But there have to be some restrictions or some ways of defining that. And to maybe help us understand that a little better, we're joined this evening by Ben Horsley, a communications director for Granite School District. My school district. That's where I was born and raised, by the way.
Where did you go to school?
Cottonwood High School.
All right, there you go.
Home of the Colts. Ben, thank you for joining us this evening on KSL at Night.
Always happy to be with fellow Colts, and I don't know where Adam goes, but I'm sure it's not nearly as cool. Well, boo to him, and celebrate the Cottonwood Colts.
There you go, Ben. Tell me what Granite School District is doing right now as it relates to the law and potential book bans. And how does a complaint ever get made? And I'm sure you've had to deal with this already.
Oh, absolutely. I think this really kind of came to the surface a few years ago. I actually had a legislator bring material to me directly and say, "Is this really on one of our shelves?" And to be honest, that came from a Democratic lawmaker, so you could imagine that, and a former educator at that. So they were a little bit surprised. I'm like, I cannot imagine this is on our shelf. And guess what? It was actually on our shelves. And so as we kind of started looking at our process, we did have a process at that point in time whereby parents could report material and have it reviewed. That being said, Ken Ivory was running a bill, a legislator, and some of these things started becoming more to light. And so it was appropriate at that time with the original passage of what eventually became HB 374 to revise our process. It did appear that the gate by which books were judged in terms of novels, which are separate than what goes on the library shelf, there's two different types of review processes for that material to be adopted. To narrow that gate and make sure that inappropriate material was not being provided to students. And I do like that you guys have kind of pushed back on the word ban, because at the end of the day, are we banning? We're not banning materials. We're just simply saying we're not going to be the ones to provide that type of material. And in this case, in some instances, pornographic material,
sure,
as defined by the law, to kids. And so that process has been honed. We feel really good about where that is. There were some further enhancements through HB 29, this most recent legislative session, about how those removal of materials might apply statewide. And if parents need to be involved with those reviews, if in fact it does violate the law, then we should be able to remove those items more quickly. And so that's kind of where we're at this point in time.
So Ben, do I understand you to say that the law was tweaked a little bit from its initiation when parents could bring a complaint about a certain book, and now is there a different process?
Yeah, and I know in Granite District, we actually had one parent using some materials from a local parent group who brought the bulk of reviews to our request for consideration. So literally at this point in time, the new law has not come into place yet. That won't happen until this July, but we're looking forward to what the implementation of that might look like. And really, it just eliminates the need for these materials to be reviewed by a full parent committee. And so we have about, 40 or 50 materials that have been off the shelf for some period of time until they could be reviewed by this parent committee. In July, we will just review those to see if they meet that bright line rule. And if they don't, then they're going to be removed.
Ben, when I was in elementary school, I remember that all of the kids tried to check out the Goosebumps books. Like, that was all we tried to check out. I love reading and I love listening to Audibles nowadays. And I check out books, audiobooks from the library all the time. But I don't think in high school I checked out a single book from a library. So I don't know the bad material or whatever. Maybe I would have checked out books if I'd have known what was there.
What is a Goosebump book?
Oh, like kids' scary books?
They're a classic series. Great book. And now they've been made into movies with Jack Black. You just can't go wrong, right?
You guys know more than I do about
this. I'm just trying to think, is this like a new phenomenon that's happening right now where there's a lot of like inappropriate material in libraries? You know, I mean, we're comparing it to all of the books that exist in the library, and we're talking about 50 books. But did that exist when we were kids? Is this a relatively new thing that's happening in schools?
I like to think that our librarians, with the best intentions, are trying to provide materials that will attract students to reading. And, you know, dystopian series have been really popular as of late. The whole Hunger Games type series. I read that book in like 2 days straight. It was phenomenal. I really enjoy those kind of books. I think our educators are trying to provide relevant material, which is totally appropriate. And unfortunately, some of these materials appear to have, they're just for more mature, even college level. I don't want to say they're wholly pornographic under the law, but there's some. We looked at a material, our committee reviewed a material, a committee that I'm on reviewed some material just 2 weeks ago, and it was really just one section of that book that was clearly going to be in violation of state board rule and state law. And so the rest of the book is great. We do see a lot more material that has profanity in it. I can see our educators trying to get kids wanting to read, finding relevant, exciting, even edgy material. Sometimes it goes a little too far.
Yeah. And Ben, we've only got about 30 seconds left, but let me ask you this. I assume that because of the legislation, you and the district have had to be proactive. You're not going to sit back and wait for complaints to be made. You're going through some of the materials and making some decisions on your own. Is that fair?
Absolutely. I will admit there's been some material that's come to my attention, and I'm the one requesting that these be reviewed and reconsidered by virtue of the fact we're not going to wait for somebody else to tell us our house is on fire. If there's a problem, we want to address it.
Good idea. Thank you, Ben. Thank you for joining us this evening on KSL at Night. And when we come back after the break, we're going to talk about some issues going on in colleges and majors with the highest and lowest returns on your investment.